Third parak of Yevamis Mishnah Vav. We are continuing the situations with three brothers and two of them married sisters. Shloish Acham Mishnayim Mehem Nesuyin Shtei Achayos. The three brothers and two of them are married to two sisters. Vechad Nasi Nochus. Here the third one is married, but he's married to a woman who is not a sister of the other two. Meis Echad Mibalei Achayos. Bekanas Nasi Nochus as Ishtai. One of the ones that was married to a sister, we'll say Reuven and Shimon were married to sisters, and Levi was married to another girl. So now, Reuven died, and now Levi, the third one, was married to another woman. He married this Yevama. Shimon can't marry the Yevama because it's a sister of his wife. Levi could marry her. So now Levi is basically married to the sister of Shimon's wife. Reuven died, and Levi is married to the sister of Shimon's wife. Now Umeis, and then he died. So now that Levi died, he's married again to the second time in a row. The sister of Reuven's wife, of Shimon's wife, is becoming eligible to Yibam. She was originally married to Reuven, now she's married to Levi. The first wife of this Levi is still Achaz Isha, is still the sister of Shimon, who's still alive, and the Shnia, the original wife of Levi, is the Tzara, because once again, as we learned in the beginning of the Masechta, that if a person has two wives and one is an Erva, they're all potter from Yibam. Also, b'maimer, if Levi was married to a woman which was not one of the sisters, only did maimer to one of the sisters, umeis. So this is similar to what we learned in the previous Mishnah. Nochis choletzes v'lemis yabemis. Then we say that the second wife of Levi, she has status to chalitza. As we say, the fact that he did maimer to the sister of Shimon's wife. Reuven and Shimon married the sister. Reuven died, and now Levi married the sister. So, if he did a full yibum, he did a full yibum, and now if Levi dies, there's no yibum. But here, Levi didn't do a full yibum, he just did maimer. Since he did all of maimer does not remove the entire zikah, and therefore he still have to do chalitza for the second wife of Levi. Yeah. Okay. Shloisha Achim, three brothers. Shnayim im nesu mishtei achayis. Two of them married two sisters. Ve'echad nasi nochis. Same case as before in the beginning. Here, meis nasi nochis. Here, the one was married a third woman who was not a sister of the two died. Mr. Levi died. And then Shimon, let's say, did yibum. Now, umeis. Now Shimon died. So what does he have? He has this other woman plus a sister of Reuven. Are you sure? Yitzim b'shem achas isha. Reuven can't do yibum on Shimon's wife because that's his wife's sister. V'shnim b'shem tzarasa. Oz b'maimer umeis. He made maimer. Nochis choletzes v'loim yishab b'emes. They still have to do chalitza. Why? Because it's not the Shimon did not do a full yibum to Levi, so Levi's wife still needs a chalitza, and yibum. Reuven can't do yibum to her because she already had maimer done to her, and she was a partial co-wife of Shimon, who's married to his wife's sister. So therefore, they have to do chalitza.